listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndre. We got Bill Goldberg calling in, and CarCast, as you know, is brought to you guys by Geico and Continental Belts, and our new friends at KiwiCo. You've heard us talk about it on CarCast with Adam as well. KiwiCo, there's projects designed to encourage confidence and creativity through play. Kids get a learning experience that carries over into everything they do. They send the box of all this great stuff, and we got one here. And Adam's working on a project. He's building like an erector set kind of deal with his boy Sonny, which is fantastic. So they have hundreds of products focusing on STEAM. Remember that word, STEAM. It stands for science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. These are packages, these are for kids of all ages. And KiwiCo crates, these are these crates that they send over. They come with everything you need for your projects. Just choose your line of crates and get them shipped monthly. You can cancel or pause them anytime. It makes learning fun. KiwiCo's projects make STEAM concepts enjoyable for all kids with strategized and accessible learning projects. You can change the way your kids play with KiwiCo. Visit KiwiCo.com/CarCast and get your first crate free. That's KiwiCo.com/CarCast. KiwiCo.com/CarCast. Get your first crate free. These are pretty cool. I saw one of these over there the other day. They're pretty neat. Good projects to do with the kids. Get your hands on. Teach them.
Gotta love that, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. You need a kid now so you can get one.
Jeez, I'll just borrow somebody's. I'll just borrow somebody's kids. All right, so we had a lot of cool things. I was working on my car this weekend. I want to get into some of that stuff, but I don't want to hesitate any longer. If you guys have been following the social media, you saw Bill's post. And he got a special UPS delivered package, probably not UPS, maybe Reliable or something like that, Reliable Carriers. But man, you got the SpeedCore car delivered.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin, man. You know, I can get down on my hands and knees and bow to those guys, because anything that I imagined that they were going to do, I mean, it's surely this project has gone like 15 different ways, but after they got it, I never could have imagined, you know, what the end result would have been, because of my first initial build idea was just wide-bodying the car, period, end of story. So all the carbon fiber and the paint that they did to it, and the attention to detail and the upgrade in the engine, you know, bigger pulleys, bigger injectors, I can hear every ounce of that fuel going down into that thing every time I step on that throttle. That this car is unbelievable. I was like a kid, you know, in a candy store yesterday. Oh, not to mention they delivered it at Hoonigan's, and we shot out there. And obviously, in going there, you want to put on the best display possible. And it sucked for me because I'm taking. You know, I'm receiving a new car, and I'm surely not going to beat my new car up. I've been waiting for this thing for so long, but
yeah, but they don't want you to be a wuss over there. You got to man up.
I'm a man up. Kiss my ass, and you clean this freaking car after I do what I got to do. You know, you've seen it before, and so you know, I went out. I did a little bit of a burnout. Wasn't anything spectacular. Unfortunately, Dave and Corey, you know, they brought another car for me to have a little bit of fun in, and it was a customer's car, and I really didn't get the full story until I blew both the rear tires almost.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, you know, it was. I think I made up for the lack of cojones in my car, because like I said, man, I'm not, and hey, let's be honest. It was raining yesterday. I was 2 hours from my house, and I had NTO1s all the way around on that car.
The Nittos. Yeah.
And if I burn those things off, I'm skating all the way home in a 6-speed with 940 horsepower.
So, yeah.
You know, I had to use a little bit of sense. I had to look for it, you know, but I found a tiny bit and I used it. But that demon, the demon that I was in, 1,200 horsepower Whipple supercharged, just a freaking carbon, a full carbon fiber monster. And I thought they just brought it, you know, for they, I thought they knew that what I was going to do. I was going to take delivery of my car. I was going to do a tiny burnout and then put it to the side and, you know, lick my wounds. But so I thought that they brought this thing for me to have some fun. And they did. But they didn't give me the full story, like I said, until I'll post some pictures. And I mean, the videos are going to come up probably in the next couple of days. But, you know, my Tire Tuesday post this morning, yeah, or yesterday on Instagram, you know, those are the strings of rubber coming off of the right rear. The left rear, we didn't even film, but it was the exact same way. And those Pirellis just absolutely went to crap. And I thought the left rear blew, and that's why I stopped. But turns out that, you know, this is a customer's car. It's fully carbon fiber. And I went out and I looked at it. And I mean, this thing looks, you know, I mean, if it was my car, I'd be pissed. So I was as remorseful as I, as much fun as I had, I was that remorseful in what I did.
You didn't know it was a customer's car at first? You thought it was just one of their cars? Or?
Yeah. I didn't really, I mean, I didn't get the full story. I didn't really grasp it. I just went out and I had a lot of fun. And, you know, at the end of the day, there you go, number one. They were greatly appreciative because it makes the product, puts an exclamation mark on the product. So they assured me that the owner would be ecstatic about the video, and that would supersede anything, any cosmetic damage, because it'll all come off.
But, yeah, it can be fixed. It can be cleaned. Yeah. It's all.
Yeah, but it was awesome, and that car is spectacular. And I mean, I've got a plethora of these vehicles, and I've never had the looks that I have had driving any of them as I drove this thing back from Irwindale yesterday.
Okay, so Speedcore came by. They brought the 1,200 horsepower Whipple supercharged demon. That was the customer car. You had a little fun with that. And they brought your car, which was a 6-speed Hellcat. And
originally, 6-speed, 2016 Hellcat.
Okay.
6-speed. Nothing special about it, except for the fact that, you know, it had AW suspension done to it, which we spoke about, and the upgraded bear brakes. You know, Magnaflow had done their thing to it. So other than that, it was fairly tame, you know?
Okay. This is the car that you had at SEMA last year with Magnaflow, right?
This is the first Hellcat I purchased.
Right. And so it wasn't wide body. It was the regular body, because there wasn't the wide body out yet. And what color was it originally? What did it start as?
It was originally black.
It was black. So you got a black Hellcat. Yeah, that's right. I saw it.
I had a matte, you know, wrap on it. So.
That's right. Yep. I remember that. And the Speedcore guys, they got a hold of it, and they did a full carbon body conversion. All the pieces that they make. I don't think they do the doors. And
not
the
all
roof.
Of them. Yeah, not all of them.
Okay.
So that's why I was... If I would have gone the entire way, you know, full carbon fiber, you know, first and foremost, that's a boatload of money that I don't really need to spend on that vehicle, because I have a number of them, and it's not something I would do.
Okay, so they did the hood, they did the front fenders,
they did the hood, the front fenders, the splitter, the rear wing, the underside of the rear valance, and then the rear deck, and the side panels on the side of the, you know, the lower trim that connects the front and the rear.
Sort of the
wheel,
side skirts area,
fender flares,
and the fender flares.
So it was kind of a homogenized carbon fiber, but, you know, midnight black or whatever, destroyer black, whatever color it is.
Okay.
So it was kind of disjointed. So I needed them to do some of their magic with the paint. and blend everything in and make it look good. You know,
yeah,
make
that's
it
what I was going to ask.
Make
so
it flow.
What do they end up painting, and what's raw carbon fiber, or how do they do it? Did they paint some and leave some raw, and then clear coat the whole thing? Like,
well, we had some gloss coated, some clear coated. Excuse me, some satin, some gloss, and then they did the Dodge insignia, you know, the emblem on the ghost emblem on the fenders on either side.
Oh, like the chevrons, the chevron stripes, right? They did those on there. Okay, so they did those, and some of the carbon fiber is painted?
Yes, some of the carbon fibers painted both front fenders.
Okay. All right. That's going to be fantastic. So you put the quick little video up of pulling the cover off of it, but I'm sure by the time you guys listen to this, we'll probably have some more photos out there. But and then you were with the Hoonigan guys. You guys are unveiling some kind of video or something to go along with this.
Yeah, I don't know when they're going to post it. I know Speedcore's got a video of it also. I was so giddy, I didn't shoot anything. I mean, the only thing I shot was that unveiling. I shot a couple pictures of the car when I got home. But I was so excited yesterday. I didn't want a camera in my hand. I wanted to live in the moment. And you heard it on that video. So
yeah, we did. We heard it there. So, you were saying that they didn't do a lot of engine mods, but they swapped out the blower pulley to give it a little bit more boost, did a tune to make it all work. And what kind of horsepower did they say you should be making now?
Well, they did injectors too, and okay. You know, helped airflow. They changed the box, the airflow box.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for Dave and Corey to give me, you know, exact numbers, but I overheard them talking, you know, 900 to the wheels.
Wow. That's a pretty big jump from just those mods.
No doubt.
Wow. So you picked up the car in Irwindale because you guys were filming, and then did you drive it home?
Hell yeah, I drove it home. You know, I was in the sporadic rain with, you know, my butt a little puckered for sure. But just, you know, and I didn't even listen to the radio on the way home. Not one note.
Right.
I listened to that engine. It's my son does a great imitation of it. It makes it quite annoying after a while. But that thing is it's beauty to my ears, man. It's music to your ears.
Oh, I can imagine.
And it's just violence. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's violence. It's not a pretty sound. It's a sound that it's like a devouring sound.
It already had the Magnaflow exhaust, like you said. It had the bare brakes and the KW suspension on it. What wheels are on it now that it has the Speedcore carbon fiber wide body?
Well, it's awesome because if you remember the different iterations of my Project Jackhammer and the F8 Demon, these were the original wheels that HRE and I started our relationship out with, and I ended up taking them off the Demon, you know. I don't know how happy they were about that, but I had a plan, and I knew that they would look great on this car, and so I'm thinking to myself that they're probably a little bit happy that they ended up on this car as opposed to the Demon that everybody's got, because I don't know how many people have this wide-bodied, you know, carbon fiber 900 horsepower Hellcat out there. So
yeah,
I think they look much better on this car. They look like they were just meant for it.
Well, I can't wait to see more of the photos and get some detail shots and stuff. And I'm sure when you get a chance to breathe, you'll be able to spend some time and shoot some more photos of the car and really sort of admire it and notice all of the details that I'm sure you're still picking up on right now. But I'm curious to know if you felt like there was any real difference in driving it. Obviously the power.
Huge.
But
absolutely huge.
Yeah.
That car, you know, and after not driving it for such a period of time, and driving the hell out of the, you know, out of my Charger and the Red Eye, which are the two cars I've been trading with. Mm-hmm. This car, after the suspension was done, after the brakes were done, after this engine was upgraded, and you know, the aesthetics, this thing drives like, I mean, it is as tight as it can be. I can't wait for you to drive this car.
Yeah.
For it being the boat that it is, mm-hmm. quote unquote, 4,300 pounds, 4,350, whatever. I mean, hopefully I'm at 4,250 or something right now, but, and hopefully the seats from Sparco will lighten it up a little bit more.
That's right. But, you connected, you know, with
that car is absolutely, it's fantastic. It reminds me of an updated, Wanda's race car, the Trans Am, the way it feels and the way we built that car. It feels like a 2019 version of that car.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's good. I'm wondering if the weight difference is noticeable or not. It's tough to say. It probably cut about 100 pounds, but man, it looks badass. And what I've seen of it so far, it is pretty cool. And if this turned out anywhere near like the products that you know, the cars that Speedcore has been building for people, their stuff is nice. They're doing a good
job. Yeah, I was just honored to be a part of it, you know. And one thing led to another, and Dave has a very subtle way of saying, "Oh, we've got something else that'll fit on there."
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. And I'm like, "Well, can we put that?" "Oh, yeah, we got one right up, sitting right over here. It can go on." So I mean, one thing leads to another, and that car is going to end up being shipped back to Speed Corps because the demon that I drove had a custom cage in it that was just awesome, and they conveniently have two of them sitting.
Yeah,
you know, one of them waiting to be installed in my car, and then there are a couple other things, some carbon fiber inserts in the doors, and you know, a couple of knickknacks that are just you know, they do Ring Brothers, you know, style work.
They do a good job. I know they're friendly with them. Are they in Wisconsin? Speed Corps?
Yeah.
They are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I remember, because I think they do a lot of work with Ring Brothers. And I've seen some of the Ring Brothers design ideas in the Speed Corps car as well. So I think those guys are all working together, which is fun, because, you know, Mike and Jim at Ring, I love those guys, too.
Great.
They're just the nicest guys ever. So when I got a chance to meet Dave from Speed Corps over at Springfest, it was just a pleasure, and he and I spent some time and walking through the carbon fiber charger that he had, the 69 charger, I believe. We spent a little bit of time walking through that whole car, and just the attention to detail and the stuff that they've done has just been it's just so fantastic. Just his CAD work and 3D printing and stuff he's machined in metal and stuff he's printed in like different types of plastic and things like that are just really cool, man. I'm glad you're excited about this. I know you wanted to get the car back. I knew these projects never end, so they're always kind of ongoing projects, which is good, which is fun, and we've got this show to talk about that kind of stuff. But you should have the car for a little bit, play around with it, have some fun with it, and then you're right, it'll probably go back to Speed Corps or something like that to get a few other things on it. But you've got plenty of other toys over there to keep you distracted in the meantime.
It was ironic, too, because on the way up, and I hadn't spoke to him in a little while, the Hellion guys called me.
Yeah.
They asked about, they said, "Hey, are we still twin turboing your Challenger, your Hellcat Challenger?" And I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of on my way up to pick it up right now, and I did a little engine upgrade, so it really doesn't need it. But hey, how do you feel about doing a four-door?
Yeah.
So it looks like the old Charger is going to get a little twin turbo action, and I may have two cars at SEMA as of right now. So
it's
like a busy early November.
So those guys are in New Mexico, I believe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Oh, so yeah. All right. I want to ask you about the Charger in a second. But first, let me tell you guys about Continental Belt. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, I'm not talking about French fries or melted crayons, things like live snakes, bizarre trinkets, the stuff that really makes you wonder about folks. Well, another thing that'll make you wonder are Continental belts. But I bet you didn't know that they're OE in millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. And Continental has launched the aftermarket Multi-V belt with this OE pedigree. It's their OE technology series of belts. They are fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. Continental OE Technology Series Multi-V Belts, the belt with the OE pedigree. Get the full story at oetechnologyseries.com. All right, so spending a couple more minutes on this was you were kicking around the idea at one point of maybe selling the Charger that you have now because there's going to be a wide body or potentially a red eye coming out. And I think we even had a conversation about the older model, the Dodge truck. It wasn't Ram at the time. It was a Dodge SRT10 pickup truck,
yep.
Which caught your eye as well as another potential idea. which is fine, I'm sure. But you know what? I want to say my brother used to have one of those. I think my brother had an SRT10 for, you know, a year or something like that. And he loved it. It was fast. It was badass. It was a gas guzzler for sure. But
it would fit properly in this stable.
Right? But it seems so. But now you're thinking, keep this Challenger, turn it into a project, but I'm sure once you get your eye on one of the wide body Charger, you probably add that to the lineup as well. We need to talk about building some more garages over at that place of yours.
I know, man. It's I'm not going to sit here and complain about it because
it's a sweet place.
Hell of a dilemma to have, but.
The building
I've got a couple more coming in this year for sure. There's no doubt that I'm going to do that to the Charger, the 17 Charger I got. You know, it makes it when the wide body Charger comes out and it sits in the garage, I'm not going to want to drop the skinny tire car anymore, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago about the Challenger, and it's the same progress, kind of, and it's the same thought process as opposed to getting rid of it, then, you know, why not enhance it and make it something special so that it's an option like every other vehicle you have to drive. You know, it's as cool as the next one. So why not do something different?
Yeah, why not? Are the Speedcore guys working on carbon fiber pieces for the Charger?
Yes. I was thinking about I was supposed to ship them the package up and ship them the hood today, but I don't think me going to the airport with no hood on my Charger is going to be very good. So that's going to have to wait until I get back from my trip.
Right.
Taking today.
That's right. You got work to do. You got to go out and make some money.
I got to support these cars.
Seriously. It's a crazy habit you got going on. Well, it's fantastic. I'm glad you're excited about this car. It was such a cool project, and I'm glad it turned out well, which is fun.
I appreciate it. And, you know, every once in a while, and you know this more than anyone, every once in a while, you need that kick in the ass of a project that kind of goes in a good way, you know, so that you can get in that vehicle and you can relax and you can not worry about, you know, it overheating or this or that.
Oh, man.
And just take a 2-hour drive and have nothing happen and just go, man, this is what this is all about. This brings me back to the joy of these cars.
I can't wait for that. Moment.
I know.
I've
had the issues that you've had throughout the years too. You know, but it's just nice to have one that goes in a very positive direction and reminds you of why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's the next goal is I will have these other project cars. I've got the Mustang. I'll give you some updates on that. The M3, which we're still trying to figure out what the plan is going to be. I think we're going to do a Pro EFI swap on it. And I keep chatting with my buddy David Jusko about it, and It's kind of his call. He's kind of the mastermind behind this, and if it's sitting at his house, so he's a good dude, and I trust him more than anybody on this project. But you know, he's got a job and a life and a girl, and he's got to figure out. He's got to come back to me with a little bit of a schedule, and he's like, we can work on the car, but also, you know, I got a new door to put on my house, and he's got his Toyota Supra that he's working on as well. He's doing a whole, I think he's rebuilding the engine in that thing. So he's got projects going on as well. So I appreciate the help from him, but that's where the M3 is right now. I think we're going to get that dialed in at some point, but I'm taking that off the list as a daily driver because I don't see it happening soon. Fortunately for me, we've got a nice little schedule of cars.
You got
test.
All these badass cars that everybody gives you to drive because you critique them so well. So
well,
why complain about a daily driver when you're driving a Urus 1 week and a freaking GTR the next?
Yes, actually, I think we're on the schedule for the Urus, but there's a couple of weeks here and there where I have a hole where I end up in a Ford Focus or a Toyota Yaris rental car, but. I've got right now the Nissan GTR Track Edition. A couple weeks ago, we drove the GTR Premium, that gorgeous blue. Now I've got the bright red Track Edition, which has the lighter weight raised wheels on it. It has the carbon fiber deck lid, carbon fiber wing, a little bit different tuned suspension. By the way, I wouldn't say I noticed any real difference in ride quality with the suspension. If this thing has better performance, you know, better track numbers, when you get it out there, they've done a good job because I'm literally driving the GTR back to back with the GTR Track Edition, and on the freeway driving that thing around, I don't really notice that much of a difference as far as bumpiness or anything like that. I think it rides great. So I've got that now, the GTR, and I just got scheduled in a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks. We're going to try the new Ford Ranger. We've got a crew cab 4x4 Ranger, and we've talked a lot about it. And you know, again, we had these discussions. It's a size of truck that fits a certain crowd. It's probably not something, Bill, you would use. You'd probably have a hard time fitting in it, getting comfortable in it. And then, you know, the ranch and stuff that you have there, this isn't the type of thing that would make sense down there. You know, Wanda's got, what, an F-250 or something like that, right? She's got a big truck.
I'm neither going to confirm or deny that as a Dodge guy.
As a Dodge guy. Chances are she's got that in a Range Rover and whatnot. So I want to try out the Ford Ranger. I want to talk a little bit about that. And then after that, we have the new Acura NSX. And then after that, the NSX is a shorter loan. And then after that, the McLaren 720S Spyder. I love the 720S.
Gage is going to be so envious of you.
Oh, you know, I'm doing an interesting trip with this car. We're doing a thing with Ritz Carlton at Laguna Niguel. So we're going to take the car down and do sort of a weekend there and take it out and photograph it, do some fun stuff. So we're not that far from you guys compared to L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
We might have to plan something to get together so Gage can check out the car as well. The 720S.
Yeah, if you bring it down here, I'll blow the doors off the McLaren with the new car.
They could be an interesting side-by-side. Let's see.
It'd be really interesting for a very short period of time.
It is Aztec yellow. It's sort of a gold yellow McLaren that they're sending over, and it's going to be interesting. To say the least, I have some issues with yellow cars. Here's the thing. You may show
Come on,
me.
Come on, man. I mean, you're driving a car that everyone in the world is going to look at anyway. Why not it be yellow?
Well, here's the thing. This has been my argument for so long. It's like you can pull up in a Ferrari 360 or even a 355 or something cool and be like, it looks good in yellow. Yes, but go look at it in almost any other color and tell me if it's not better. The yellow is fine. I just can't fall in love with the yellow. And the funny thing is the Lamborghini Urus, the new SUV, it's They made the press vehicle, one of the press vehicles, I think Motor Trend has it right now as we speak, they made it yellow. And people keep going, it looks like a Pontiac Aztec. Don't get me wrong. I think this SUV is going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be fast and it's going to be awesome and it's going to handle and it's going to sound good. But if all the comparisons are with the Pontiac Aztec, why make the press vehicle yellow, which everybody is photographing? Like, I saw one on the road that was black and it was badass. And I think I saw one that was like a dark, like a dark metallic, like a maroon red, I think. And that looked badass as well. So
I'm going to go every other color other than yellow, and that car looks probably badass.
Yeah, it probably looks badass, but it's an interesting SUV. So I don't have it exactly scheduled yet. We're on the list for it as well. That's what we've got coming up. We've got a handful of cars.
Here's a footnote. We got to meet in Laguna Niguel because I'm, you know, what's my favorite car in the world?
Got to be Dodge.
94 McLaren.
94. Oh, that's one. Right. The McLaren. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so I'm always the McLaren I'm always interested F1. About the updated versions. And, you know, if I was to ever buy a non-Dodge, it would be that McLaren. So I need to come see you.
Yeah. Look.
Hint, hint.
You should definitely come up and check it out. You know, I had the 720S before, the coupe, not the Spider,
yep.
And absolutely loved it, and took it over to my my neighbor, your buddy and mine, Steve Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin. What he does is he gets on Instagram and follows you and I, and I'll post a picture of a car, and then all of a sudden I'll get a text or a phone call, hey, buddy, what are you doing? Hey, Steve,
exactly.
What's going on? You want to come over? Sure, Steve. You got the McLaren? And he's such a sweetheart of a guy. He's great. And he's like, you got that McLaren? Yeah, yeah. What do you think of it? Oh, it's good. Do you want me to bring it over, Steve? Oh, yeah, you'd do that? Sure, sure.
This is the same guy who walks through my garage and wants to buy everything for $10,000.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. I'm selling a friend's Porsche GT3, and he's like, hey, get a call. Hey, man, I like that Porsche. Yeah. What do they want for it?
Want to come over?
Yeah, want to come over? What do they want for it? Oh, about $138,000. He's like, all right, I'll call you later. He's out. He's out. He's like, it's a little too rich for my blood. We've got to get Steve in the studio at some point. When you get back up here, we got to get Steve on the studio. I know he wants to come in and do the show with us and bring one of his new hot rods or little projects that he's got going on. And by the way, he's into it. You know, when we exchange messages, emails, and texts and phone calls, he's like, I like this car. What's the paint code for this? And who do you think can do the work? And like, he's getting into it more and he's having fun with these things. And I love that about him. So
it's cool to watch it, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And you can see that he's having a good time. And I'll tell you, like he we hooked him up with a PR agency that gave him a couple of off-road like Jeeps. You know, it didn't come from Jeep. It came from the company that modifies Jeeps.
Yeah.
And he's all over it. He's like, I'd love to test it out. He's like, I'm going to drive it to Nevada and go off-roading in it. And I'm going to go hunting. And then I'm going to come back in a week. Like, he goes out on his testing. Yeah. It's fantastic.
He's into it, man. It's a passion for him now. And it's a hobby. And it's something fun. And it's something he hasn't done before or had the time to do. And like I said, it's cool to watch the progression of his of his love for the muscle car or for the space, man. It's
yeah.
Just, he loves all of these, whether it's a truck or that Z28. He's having fun, man. And it's really neat to be able to turn him on to stuff. And I know you've been able to get him into these vehicles, and it's really cool. It's a lot of fun.
I think he's seen them more like they're more accessible for him where he is in his career. You know, he's had some success and he's got a little bit more time. You know, when you guys were wrestling, you're on a plane and traveling all the time. It's tough it's really tough, like for family and everything else. So I think he's got a little bit more time and he's enjoying things and he's appreciating these cars more and he's having a little more fun with them. And like I said, they're a little more accessible to him and he's having fun. But my point was, I did bring the 720 over there so he can take a look at it, and he fit in it. I can't say, I don't know what it is. You guys are probably never super comfortable in any car. You guys are big boys, but he sat in it. We got some pictures of it. He loved it. He thought the car was fantastic. So I don't know. I think you should get him the 720.
Did you tell him the price of that?
Yeah, he didn't buy it. He was not in.
What was his reaction?
Oh, he gets pretty wide-eyed and can't believe it. But I mean, he loved it. But I'm like, hey, this is look. I don't know. That was 300-something thousand. I want to say that the McLaren, the 720S Spider, the way it's optioned with a bunch of carbon fiber bits all over it, it's over 400,000, the one that they're selling.
That's all over 400,
yeah.
Easy.
It's got to be 417 or 420 something or whatever. But anyway, let me tell you guys about Geico. You've heard this before. You guys, we love Geico over there. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off your dry cleaning, you pick up some milk, and now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. You just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to do you can do today. Go to geico.com. You think with all this time we're saving by just going to geico.com, we can come up with another ad. More ad copy. I think we've been reading that same copy for 3 years. Thank you, Geico, for supporting us. We love you guys. I'm going to make up a new ad for you guys at some point. Before we wrap things up here, I'm going to give you a little update on the Mustang. I'm glad to get back over into the garage and get some work done on it. And kind of here's the plan. As you guys know, we hit Long Beach Grand Prix, and we were traveling New York Auto Show and just event after event after event, and haven't had much time to get over there into the garage. I can't thank Adam enough for being patient with me. You know, that car was at SEMA in 2016. It came back from the SEMA show, and it's been over there in the garage the whole time, doing work on it. Went through, by the way, I went through and did a lot. Like, we redid everything, and I'm happy to say I did almost everything on that car myself now, the full suspension, the brakes, and everything on that thing. So I'm happy with the way it's coming out. It is on the lift. I know you guys like to bust chops. Is it off the lift? It is on the lift. It is mobile. All I have to do is put the wheels on it and go. The suspension is all done. Suspension, brakes, everything's done on that thing. It's been done for a while. I've been working on the engine, and I know you guys have heard this before, but just to kind of loop back for anybody new listening, it's a 93 Mustang Cobra. We slapped it all together to debut in the Magnaflow booth at SEMA. I think it was 2016. But it was all just sort of pieced together. Nothing fit properly. Wasn't torqued down. Wasn't, you know, it was just
a true SEMA car.
It was a true SEMA car. You got it. Like, it barely rolled around. Like, even the brakes weren't even shimmed correctly. So the pads were rubbing against the disc. So it's like, it's like pushing three cars at once. So we did that. We came back, went through the whole car, redid everything the way it should be done. I'm excited about it. And what happened was I have it's meant to be period correct modification. So the engine is the original engine with the original GT40 heads, the original Cobra intake manifold. It's all fully ported. I got custom cam, and so it's got a lot of mods to it. But original cast iron heads, original intake. It's a lot of work has been done to those pieces, and we punched out the engine to 331 cubic inches from 302. It's 331. We got a nice crank in it. We got forged pistons. It's about 9.5-to-1 compression, and we're gonna run a big pro charger. We're running a D1. SC Pro Charger on it, and a big like 10 or 12 rib, I think a 12 rib pulley system on it. So what happened was we put the engine all together, and we used all the normal front engine accessories, the original AC compressor and alternator, and it had a smog pump and all that stuff. And when we redid the whole exhaust with Magnaflow and the new catalytic converters, you don't even need the smog pump on it. So you start to eliminate that stuff and you end up with like an idler pulley that does nothing. And I was just like, why is this all this crap on the front of the engine? And then the supercharger brackets were huge. There were stamped metal pieces. Some were billet aluminum and powder coated black, and some were stamped metal that we had a powder coat black. And I just realized it looked like a mess. And it was fine in 93. So I ended up taking all the supercharger, all the front engine accessories off, and I looked all over the place for a nicer compact system for the front. And I settled on an Eddy Motorsport system. I like what they had. And they sent over a package. It's an entire front engine accessory kit. It has a 200-amp alternator. It has a tiny peanut AC compressor. It's literally half the size of a normal AC compressor, which is great. A new water pump. And then it uses a GM-style power steering pump, which I swapped out with a high-performance KRC power steering pump. So I have a nice racing power steering pump on there with a remote reservoir that I can put anywhere else. So I put all that stuff on there, and it looked so much better. It was far more compact, closer to the engine, tighter all around. It shows off the engine compartment much more. They sent it all to me in a raw aluminum so I can cut and modify and then later send it all out for powder coating. So all of that bolted on, but now the supercharger won't bolt on. So I need to custom mount the supercharger. So we made a jig. Sean over in our shop, the fabricator over there, took a couple of, one-inch square tubing. And we made a jig across the engine bay and then hung the supercharger on it so I can move it forward and aft, and then I can move it, slide the supercharger on that bar left to right. So now I can place the supercharger wherever I want to. And it turns out between the frame rail and the power steering pump, there's very little room where you can kind of move it. So it looks like it's a little far out. But we made this jig to move it around. And then from there, I started custom making brackets. I started with some foam core, got the initial idea of what we wanted. And then this weekend, I was able to go in and finally take that foam core, get some half-inch MDF wood, and start cutting it up and mounting the supercharger, drilled all the holes, and mounted the supercharger to the piece of wood, and then hung it back on our jig and started aligning where this should go. So now I have wood brackets for the supercharger. And we'll sort of refine them and cut them down and pocket them and do all kinds of cool stuff. But the initial wood templates now give us an idea of how to take it to the next level, which would be metal or aluminum. And we might end up doing a combination of both. The supercharger itself will probably mount on half-inch aluminum. And then there's a bracket on the back that mounts to the cylinder head we may do with steel. And then we'll connect the two brackets together. So it's going to be a pretty nice little system when it's done, but it's all custom. And I kind of love that. So the plan now is I want to get it running. So I need to do these custom brackets, and I need to do a custom pulley. The crank pulley and the supercharger pulley are usually one big machined piece. And I need to reach out to a company like EVOD that does all the custom aluminum stuff and see if they can make me a pulley. Once I get a pulley made and the brackets made, then it'll be ready to fire up. So what I'll do is I'll take the car over to my buddy Ray McClelland. He owns Full Throttle Customs, and he is the tuner of tuners, and he's a great builder, and he's a Fox Body specialist. He helped me with this car initially when it was going to SEMA. He did a bunch of work on it for me. And he needs to be the guy to fire it up for the first time. So I'm going to take the car over. The car won't be done, but it'll be able to be drivable. I got to do all the little pieces and take things off and powder coat and polish and all that stuff like that. But he'll go over there. We'll take the distributor out. We'll oil the system up and the engine, and he'll do the initial fire up. He'll build a tune for the initial fire up, and then from there he'll refine the tune and get this thing dialed in, and it will be mobile. So I got to finish the custom work for the supercharger, and then I'll go over to Ray. And I said, hey, Ray, I think I'm going to need your help on getting this thing fired up. He's like, the red car from 2 years ago? I said, yeah. He goes, okay, I have room for another long-term project. I was like, wait a minute. Doesn't need to be long-term at your shop. It's just been long-term here.
Like, we need a side-by-side ticker for this Mustang project and my truck.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. It's funny. And it's you know what's funny is when you get into a project and it takes 2-3 years, new products come out and you're like, oh,
exactly.
I like that now. Like, that's cool. I want to do that. And it's interesting. So, oh man, I'm excited about getting this done. I'm glad I got some stuff done this weekend. Getting those wood templates done was a huge step forward for me. Spent Sunday on it, and we're gonna go to the next steps. But yeah, you got a project too. Warman's working on a truck, and you guys are still waiting for, I don't know, a computer or something.
That's a PCM from Mopar. And, you know, yeah, installation, all the hard stuff's done. We just need something to plug it into.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Before we wrap up, I'm going to tell you guys, you've heard this PSA before called stop, because trains can't. It can be frustrating if you're running late to find yourself stuck at a railway crossing. If the signals are going and the train's not there, you can feel tempted to sneak across the tracks. Don't do it ever. Trains are going faster than you expect, and it can take a train over a mile to stop. That's crazy. And what used to be your car would just be a crushed hunk of metal, and I can't imagine what would happen to you as well. This is dangerous, guys. If the signals are on, the train is on its way. Just remember one thing. Stop, because the trains can't. And like I told you, I think I mentioned before, a train operator, driver of a train. I would say train conductor, but he told me operator was the proper term. And he sent me photos of an SUV that got hit by a train. Thank goodness the family survived. But man, you do not want to get tagged by one of these things. I'm telling you, that car was squished.
That's a game of chicken you're never going to win.
Yeah, don't do it. So anyway, there's that. And anyway, we're wrapping things up, and I just wanted to mention this. As you guys have probably seen the news, Mopar hit it hard all over the place, and the Helifant engine, the Helifant crate engine, is now available. Pricing is $29,995. That's about $10,000 more than the Hellcat crate engine. But the Helifant makes 1,000 horsepower. It's got the huge supercharger on it. We broke down the specs on a previous show. But I'll tell you this. If you guys go back to some of the videos on stuff that we posted and the stuff from Springfest, in the Mopar booth at Springfest, they had the Helifant powered charger, the 69 charger there. And our buddy Trosel, he fired it up, and that thing is sick. Like, it.
That is. There needs to be another term invented for that great engine.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, don't expect this thing to just sit there and idle and purr like your I dare I say stock Hellcat engine, which is 707 horsepower. Like this thing was an animal, man. This engine is a beast. And anyway, 30 grand turnkey, I guess, with the ECU. I don't remember if it comes with that or not, but I imagine that announcement being made now, I'm expecting. And, you know, we were just talking about, hey, new products come out and you start changing your build. Anybody working on a SEMA build right now has got to be looking at this engine, right?
How could they not be?
Right? I mean, to get a turnkey engine, maybe with a warranty that's 1,000 horsepower?
376 vehicle, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's stated.
Yeah.
And I know a number of people that aren't going to do that.
Right. Well,
but, it's going to be interesting to find the different iterations of that.
Yeah. Let's see what happens at SEMA with these things. But it's pretty sweet. Pretty badass. All right, guys. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We've had a lot of fun. And Bill, glad you got your car in there. And if you guys want to see it, this carbon fiber Hellcat, you guys can't wait to check it out. Be sure to follow Goldberg on Twitter and Instagram. He's Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter, Goldberg95 and Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. There's the quick video and the firing up on Goldberg's Garage Instagram.
Check and I may out. Have or may not have dialed that number yesterday for the crate engine.
Really? Yeah. All right. We got plenty more to talk about, I'm sure. All right. You can follow me at Motorator. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Motorator. You'll see pictures of the Mustang up there. You'll see my wood templates, and it's nice just to be able to post pictures of the Mustang again. Oh, and everybody that's following on my Facebook page, I changed my header photo to the photo in the shop of the Mustang in the shop, and everyone's like, it's off the lift. It's off the lift. Congratulations. No, that photo is from 3 years ago. So it's not off the lift, but I appreciate it. And it looks good there.
Way to come clean.
Yeah. I'm just going to get ahead of all the comments and the questions right now. That photo is a little bit old, but I put it up there as motivation. I needed to get it up there and see that thing every time I log in, sitting on the nice Bond Speed wheels with the huge bear brakes on it. It's good. See, I'm like John Force. Every time I talk about it, I mention all the plugs. The Bond Speed wheels,
that's
the bear brake.
You're a pro.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, for Bill and Chris, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
Happy trails.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.